reflection goes back to motherhood. Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and also it's talking about Moses, but our great today, it would be mothers, and we find out Moses' mother is what we'll be talking about today. To all mothers, this is a payday today to encourage you to be the kind of mother that God intends for you to be, that you might have a payday someday. Moses' mother had a payday. I hope that every mother understands one of these days, if they do what God has told them to do and raise their children the way God has told them to raise them, they will have a payday. So we want to thank you for this. As we read the Word of God in Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And there went out a man, his name was Amram, of the house of Levi, and took a wife, a daughter of Levi, named Jochebed. And the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took him for an ark bulrush, and dabbed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flax by the riverside. And his sister Miriam stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughters of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river bank. And when she saw the ark among the flax, she sent her maidens to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the child wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then said his sister Miriam to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call thee a nurse for the Hebrew, out of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maiden went and called the child's mother Jochebed. The Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the mother took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this great day. The great day we might honor our mothers. By honoring our mothers, we will honor you, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, today as we have the people who have come here today to honor their mothers, Father, there have been a lot of presents and gifts and cards that's been given to mothers this Mother's Day. But the greatest gift that any child could give their mother is a Christian child. And we thank you for that. And here this day that you have opened the doors of heaven, here today, the Lord, you have reached down in this congregation and you've made it possible, Lord, that people could come and be saved. And Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you have invited people here this day to spend eternity with their mother that knows Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Father, we know that you're going to work as you always do in the hearts of people today. So we thank you and praise you for this great time today, for this great testimony we have for our mothers today. So we thank you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to make this possible, Lord, that we might love and appreciate our mothers in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And starting off, I'd like you to understand the distraction that Jochebed had raising this child that she raised. Now, it was a great time. It was a hard time. But she had a lot of distractions, you know. And I've been talking about the miracles the last 4 or 5 weeks on Sunday morning, also on Wednesday night. And I've been preaching about a representative man for the last several weeks on Sunday morning. But this morning, it just shows out that we're going to have a representative woman, which is a mother. And she's a representative of all that wants to follow Jesus Christ, this representative mother. The setting of this, as we always know, that in the nation of Israel, they went down into Egypt. And they stayed there for 400 years. For 400 years, and you know that old Joseph, he was a leader there for a while. And you know the story about Joseph, how he led his people, the Israelites. They were 70 number when they went into Egypt. And they were probably over 2 or 2.5 million when they come out. That was over 400 years. Well, for all those years, you know that they had a good time for a while there under the Pharaoh in the land of Goshen. But as we know in our own time that we're living today, that Pharaoh, they come up a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. And Joseph is a picture of Jesus Christ. He's a type and picture of Jesus Christ. And today, in the generation's mothers, the day that we are bringing them up children, and I'm telling you, in this world and in this country that knows not Joseph. They're living in this country. You're bringing them into this country that knows not Jesus Christ. On most part, this generation do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. We are more divided in this nation over one thing, and that is Jesus Christ, than any other time of the history of our country. It has not been 400 years, it's been over 200 years, but we are very, very divided. Well, old Pharaoh was very concerned. This Pharaoh was very concerned at the time of Moses was born about the many, many Hebrew people, and he was scared they was going to take over his nation. So he told the maidens there of the Egyptians, they was the maidens, and they would go down, they would help the Hebrew ladies and to have their children. He said, well, put all the boys to death. They feared the Lord, and they would not. So he gave a decree, every boy child that's born of the Hebrew shall be thrown in the crocodile-infested Nile River. At that time, Moses was born. As you think about this, the United States, we are the same way. Children are born in this world and they're thrown in the crocodile-infested world that we're living in today. In the world of abortion, in a world of homosexuality, I tell you, there's a campaign to wreck the families and the lives of our boys and girls this day. And it's not new. It's been going on for years and years and years. But I like you see what she had faced now. Her distraction that she faced to raise this child, that she would like to raise this child today. As we think about this now, she had already had one girl child. Miriam was about 15 years of age at this time. She had already had one son. His name was Aaron, and also he was about 3 years of age at this time. Now, for her great delight, you know, at most time, whenever children are born into a family, there's great joy and great delight. But at this time, you see, it could have been a great anxiety to her knowing at the decree that Moses had already set upon him. The Pharaoh said he must die. You see, the day we have a decree set upon our children, there's something in this world called the devil that's after your children, whether you realize it or not. Boys or girls, it don't matter who it are, the devil is after them. And he is the king Pharaoh of this world, this hour that we're living. Hebrews chapter 11 and 23, it says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Also, that verse 2 that I done read again. And the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. That tells us there was something special about him. She knew that God had his eye on him. Jochebed indicated that he was very special to God. I like to tell you that all children are very special to God. God loves all the children of the world. Red, white, black, and yellow, whatever the color they might be, they're all precious in his sight. God has a purpose and God has a plan for each child. God loves them. Hebrews 11, 23 said they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Mothers and fathers today, you do not have to be afraid of the king's commandments of this world because you see you have Jesus Christ, the great king of this world. All the boys, 3 years old and under, must go into the Nile crocodile-infested river. But she sheltered this child anyway against the commands of the God of this world. You need to shelter your kids even against the commands they have of this world against them. But she could not shelter them no longer. There will come a time, mothers and fathers, when you cannot shelter your kids any longer. I know a lot of mothers and fathers, they walk around with their children and they hover over them all they can. But there's going to come a time when you cannot hover over your children as Moses' mother did. There come a time they must be something. She must trust Jesus Christ. There come a time that you must release those children and put them in the hands of Jesus Christ. And reflection of mothers and fathers today, how your children grow up in this world, will be reflection and what you have put on their life, your fingerprint on your little children. Romans 10 and 17 says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This lady Jochebed had to go by the Word of God. That's all that she had, just the Word of God. She did not have the Bible as you have today. She did not even have all the Old Testament that you have today. But she did have one book of the Bible, and it was an oral book, a book that she had heard talked about all her life. She had heard about what happened about Noah. And Noah had an ark. And how she understood this? Because of oral history. We need to tell our children about the history. What we have a problem with in our country today. We have generations of our children do not know why or how the country that you and I are living in has been such a great and a beautiful nation, because it was founded on God. We do not have that oral history in our homes and family, in our schools today, to let children know where they come from and who they are. Moses' mother understood what it was for the history that she had heard in the Word of God, the oral Word of God. Do you tell your children about Jesus Christ today? Hands-on is what we need today. We have the written Word of God, and also we need the oral Word of God to tell them today. Noah, she was heard where Noah had built an ark, and it says for the saving of his family. She said, oh, I know what I do. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Noah built an ark for the saving of his family. There I have a little boy, and I'm going to build an ark. That's what I'll do. And mothers and fathers, that's exactly what you ought to do today. The ark is Jesus Christ today, and you ought to understand your children need to be in that ark of Jesus Christ, because they're going out into that crocodile-infested world. Regardless what you try to do, they have got to go on their own. She said, I will build an ark. That's exactly what I do to keep him safe. I cannot keep him out of the river, but I can put him in an ark before he goes into the river. You cannot keep your children out of this world, but you can keep them in Jesus Christ by giving them the fabric to weave the conviction of the blanket of security in Jesus Christ that they need today. So she made an ark. And it says, you know what? She picks it with pitch. That's covering. That means atonement. And she put Noah in the ark. And she kissed him with little tears dropping in his face. Can you see her? 3 months old. This little baby. Your little baby. 3 months old. She can't hide him any longer. Pharaoh's guards is at the hut. And there were times she'd hear him walk by. She would rock it and try to get it to hush. Afraid it would cry out. And if he did, he was going in the river. So she made that ark. She knew he had to go. I can't keep him any longer. She made that ark with faith. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And she placed that little darling, a 3 months old child, in that little ark. And she bends down and she lays him in that ark. Her tears fell upon his face. Her tears fell upon his face. I can't keep you any longer, son. I got to turn you loose. With faith, she put him away. You cannot keep your children from this ungodly culture of the United States any longer. They have got to go into this ungodly culture today. The flame of Antichrist and anti-God is in our country. You got to get them in the ark. You got to get them in the ark, mothers and fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers today. Because there will be a payday someday. Acts 2 and 39 says, when Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls got saved. And then it says, for the promise is unto you and to your children, the same promise of salvation. Moses went into the Nile River. At that time, the story we pick up. Now, Pharaoh's daughter was down there, and she's washing herself, having a good time, her and her maidens. And she looked and she saw an ark, a little basket floating there in the reeds. And she saw that. She said, go get that little basket for me. It's like a little box. You know what happened? They opened, or she opened that little box. At that very time, the baby cried. You think maybe the pin stuck him? I'll tell you what happened. An angel of the Lord protects your children. Y'all know that? I don't know how many angels they are. The Bible does not tell us. But there's enough to get the job done. I believe an angel paints that baby. And it cried right on the right time. And did you know what? The heart of a mother is no match for Pharaoh. And the hearts of mothers are no match to this ungodly culture today that you're sending your children out into. The graduates today and around our country and our county is fixing to leave and go out to that ungodly society they're living in. Well, Moses' sister just happened to be there. You think that? No, she was there by the Lord. So she told Pharaoh's daughter, do you want me to go get one of the nurses and the Hebrew lady and nurse this child for you? Verse 9 says, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, yeah, take this child away, this nurse, to Jochebed, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and she nursed it, Moses' own mother. Took it away and nursed it. You see, God gave her back her child because she put him in the ark of safety and she believed the word of God. Let me tell you, mothers, there's a child snatcher in this world today. And they're snatching your children. If you get them in the ark of safety, I'll tell you what, God will give them back to you. Drugs. Liquor. And I could go on. Snatching people's children away from them. If you'll do what God says to do, put them in the ark of safety, God will give your children back to you. The greatest thing that God has ever done for a mother is for her to be a mother. They will be a payday. A lot of mothers today, they want a check from a company, from a business, from an organization. That check must come in for the material things that I want. And I want for my family. But I tell you, that check is a small check. Upside the check that God gives mothers for being mothers. You know what she done? She had a determination, Jochebed did, and she displayed this determination. You know what she said? I'll start early. Mothers, you better start early. Proverbs 19 and 18 says, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for this child. You better start early. It's talking about discipline early. If not, you will ruin that child. Discipline is about going out the window with everything else that God has commanded in His Word in our generation that we're in today. Yes, sir. Mothers and fathers, do you realize that God said you are a mother and a father? When you tell that child no, and you don't mean no, you're lying to that child. And you tell that child what to do, and you make sure that you are the command. If you don't, it says, if you don't discipline that child early, you'll ruin his or her life. Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way it should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. There are some liberal translations that use that word train, and they put in that word teach. Let me tell you something about these liberal translations. It's not the King James Version. It says learn. Anything you can learn your child, someone else can learn them something different. The Word of God, this says to train. And they are a great difference between those two words as God put it in this Bible. Great difference, because train means to train. What do they do? The ones that goes to these Olympic games for years and years. What they do? Read a book on how to run fast? What do they do with these Olympic stars? They train. And they train. And they train. day after day after day after day. It's just to train a child. And there's a lot of difference in training and teaching mothers and fathers. They train by example. You train by teaching them the things that they need to be taught by the Word of God, and you train them to believe the Word of God. 2 Timothy, Paul wrote to Timothy 3 and 15, says, from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make these wise unto salvation. There's people that's wise, all right. They're wise enough to say that I'm a good person. They're wise enough to say I'm a church member. They're not wise unto salvation. It's what's wrong with our churches today. Teach them about salvation. Build these values. And she said, I'll start early and I'll build these values. And the values that she built, a code to live by. A code to live by. Thus saith the Lord God Almighty. Not what a preacher says. What I say is not important from what my standpoint, but this is important. Thus saith the Lord. This is what's important. Train them. What thus saith God. There used to be, whether anybody went to church or not, in the area, in the time that I grew up, there was a code to live by. There were some things that you did and some things you did not do. There was a code to live by. Didn't necessarily mean it was all for spiritual work, but there was a code to live by. I'm mama and I'm daddy and you the child, and that ends it. There was no dialogue. I don't feel like it. When you tell a child to sit down and be quiet in church, parents, it's up to you to see that that's carried out. You tell them to sit down and be quiet in the car or wherever. There is a code to live by. There's a creed to believe in. And that creed is there is a hell and there is a heaven. And the way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, the only way. There is a cause to serve. Sad that children are raised up in homes today where their mothers and fathers are so materialistic, that's all they think of. Get all you can and can all you get. They think that's the only thing to live for is the material things of this world. I'll tell you one thing. Whether it be Christians or non-Christians, well, everybody's going to stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment day. Us Christians are going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. The lost are going to stand at the great white throne judgment. And let me tell you something, mothers and fathers. You materialistic, you think that so many things so important to you. There's one thing you will not say when you stand before Jesus Christ. And you will not say, I wish I would have spent more time on my job. I wish I would have got higher climbing the corporate ladder. I wish I would have made more money. No, you will not say that. Your children are too important. Materialistic. There's a cause. Building these values. You see, and then the third thing, she showed love. Spend time with your children. You know, it's hard to do when you have to work for a living, is it not, fathers? They grow up so fast. They in diapers, and then they graduate. It's just about that fast. Did you know it's possible to be in the presence of your kids and not spend time with them? Spend time with your children. How many of us here today would like to go back and we would spend more time with our children? You know why our grandkids and our great-grandkids are so special? Because we have realized that raising our children. We lay things down and spend more time with our grandchildren. And also our great-grandchildren, because we'll realize that time is so short. Time is so short. But you see, build values in those children. And then you see discipline, Proverbs 13 and 24. He that spares his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteth him before time or behind time. That's backwards. You know, I do not understand that mothers and fathers do not understand that they are the mothers and fathers. Your children are not your brothers and sisters, they're not your friends, they're your children. God accept you for the head of the house and the heart of the home, and approve what you say by the word of God. Set these examples. Boy, do we ever need some mothers and fathers and grandparents today to set examples. In fact, you do set examples. Some of them's good and some of them's bad. Mothers and fathers, you see, they say the drug of the youth today is marijuana. The drug for the youth today is marijuana. But there's also drugs of the adult. What is that? Beer, wine, cocktail, and liquor. And a lot of church members, I don't know if they're Christian or not, but they claim to be. We got Baptist church in this association will not preach on social drinking. They won't say a word from the pulpit about social drinking because the congregation won't like that. I'm going to tell you what God said. It don't matter whether you like it or not. That is their drugs. Yeah, we got pulpits across this land that will not preach against alcohol, social drinking. Even though they have accepted and adopted the Christian values and faith we have on our covenant, we got Baptist Church and Association that have the same covenant every one of them have and sustain. Nobody says anything. Drugs or alcohol, I'm the selling for use of. Nobody says anything. Why? Because they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. God's not interested in your feelings. God's interested in your faith and your soul salvation. That's what God's interested in. Pray for them. All from A all the way to F, pray for them. Requirement of faith is to do the work of the Lord. Mother's Day, I hope you leave here today, every mother, every person, with a resolve in their heart to do everything that God has said for you to do for your children. The holy day, the word of God. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You have to know the word of God before that you can do the word of God. There's a lot of people don't know the word of God. So they hear things that sounds good to them. It's not the word of God. Well, the third thing. What's she done? The dedication that she instilled in her son. As you think about this, Exodus 2 and 9, when it come time, she had already nursing this child, her own child. It come a time now, as she has nursed it, the early years of his life, and she instilled this in the early years of his life. The things I have here and more. Mothers, the opportunity to be mothers. One of these days, it'll be over. And I tell you one thing, God give mothers to be mothers. This is going to hurt. But I tell you, there's no other person can raise your child better than you can. Now, I know it is a very difficult time in the world we live in. We have working mothers. Only one in the family brings in money. Have a hard time. I don't know how they do it. Thank you, Lord, for the daycares that takes care of them when they don't have anybody else for that family. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of them is working because of material things, not because they have to. Let it fall where it will. God, the one that does conviction and not me. I do not know. Make sure you have a paycheck, but that paycheck will not be near as big that you get from that company as it will that you get from God. I can assure you of that. Mother instills this dedication in the heart of her son, packed him with conviction in his spirit, and filled his soul with confidence with faith to God. Hebrews 11, 23 and through 26, what he said. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, Moses, when he had come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Esteemed the reproach of Christ great riches than the treasure of Egypt, for he had recompense for the reward that he was going to get. The babies. The children here today, the children of parents here today, 20 years from now, what in the world is this country we're living in going to be for those babies that you have brought into this world? And for children and your grandchildren that you're going to bring in this world? This world, what chance do they have? The immorality across our nation, the sin, unbelief, the kind of world that we're bringing children into, they're like Moses. They're under a sentence of death. Let's release them. You know what she done as a mother? She done all she could. As a mother, could she say that today about raising your children? Have you done all you could today? She taught Moses who he was. She taught Moses who he was. Hebrews 11 and 24 again. By faith, when he came to the year, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh because he was a Hebrew. He was not an Egyptian. He was a Hebrew. Moses refused and he looked at the riches of Egypt. And I mean, there was a lot of riches at that time of Egypt. But he also, the mother had gave him that faith. And he looked through the telescope the mother's faith had given him through the word of God. And he saw Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, his death, burial, and his resurrection. You see, he knew that Jesus Christ was coming with all his power. You said, that's for me. He was educated in a school. As our children now, for the graduation, they've been educated, they've been fixing to graduate, they fix to either go off to work or they go off to college. You see, your example, mothers and fathers, is going to reflect their life and the fingerprints of their mothers. Parents, I know it's hard to get children up and get them to church on Sunday morning after a hard week's work. It's a busy schedule that we all have. But I'll tell you one thing, there'll be a payday one day if you do. And the world will give you a payday if you don't. Sunday school, Wednesday night. They might do without supper on Wednesday night, but they ought not do without church on Wednesday night. Sunday school, grandparents. What you going to do, grandparents? You're assigned over your children. You're the head of that home. What you going to do about your children, your grandkids? They know better. They know better. Yeah, they know better. Why don't you show them how to be better? As we see, parents, it's hard. And the children, I know that they complain and they don't want to come and they don't want to say it. They complain about coming to church. But I tell you, when they grow up, they'll come back to you and they'll say, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Daddy, for bringing me up in the house of the Lord. That's a big payday in itself. That's a big payday in itself. Thank you for bringing me to church. As I said, you are a very blessed child if you have a mother and father that loved you enough to bring you to the house of the Lord. Every time. Against the tides of this world. Against the things that's happening in this world. Bring them to church. You'll pay a price one way or the other. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 10 again. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Moses, or the Pharaoh's daughter, and became her son. She called him Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. In that little hut down there in Goshen, they come a knock on that little hut. And she knew it would come one day. Pharaoh's daughter had sent Moses. Mother had to leave him. He had to leave his mother. There come a time there's going to be a knock on your door. Might be for graduation. Might be for college. Might be for going off to work. It might be for marriage. Parents, you're going to have to leave. Your children will have to leave you one day. They're going to have to go out in this world, in a crocodile-infested world. They're going to have to do that. So Jochebed put her arms around Moses' neck, and she whispered in his ear, "Moses, remember who you are. Remember that you are a Hebrew. Remember how that you was taught. Moses, just remember. And I want you to remember who God is." Now he's fixing to leave. Now as your children, a lot of them leave and they go off to college. And I tell you, most of our college is by the ungodliest thing that we have in our nation, whether you believe it or not. And they are to rob your children for everything that you have taught them. That's the reason I said, not to teach, but you need to set example by training. Oh, Moses had to leave. It's like your children going to have to leave. And he was going to live in the fast lanes. He was probably going to be the head over a Nile Country Club, drive a crocodile Mercedes Benz. He's going to live in the fast lane, but all this time, he can still hear that whisper of his mother. "Moses, remember who you are. Moses, remember who God is. When it comes time for those children, as they leave home, and they got all this influence of their other children, and the other teens, and other pressure, come on, smoke one of these wacky backers for me. Come on, take one of these pills. How about trying this needle? Make you feel good." You don't think your kid's going to be exposed to it? You're wrong. They're going to be exposed to it. And when they are, you see if your fingerprint is on that child. Moses, remember who you are. And Moses, remember who God is. Remember, there's coming a time you're going to have to remember. I hope that your fingerprints are put there enough that they remember. And also remember that mother's praying for you. The decision that Jochebed influenced in his life. Remember now, it goes down to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt. He had everything in the world a person could ever want materially. Egypt was the greatest power known on earth at that time. The richest nation, the most educated nation in the world at that time. They had the greatest education, the libraries, science, that even today, that our modern technology cannot even figure out how they even built the things that they built, the pyramids. They do not even understand how they embalmed people to last for years like they did. That was a very educated system that the Egyptian had. "Moses, you're going to live in that. Forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of God or that king himself. Endured seeing him who is invisible, Jesus Christ." And all that before him. And our children are going to see the blessings of this world. And all the things before them, if they just climb that ladder and forget who they are and who God is, because it won't be going in the stream of the right direction in the world that you and I live. Forget all that and go the direction everybody else goes in. Moses had a chance to do that, but he forsook that. Mothers and fathers and grandparents, the influence you have. And don't you know, without a shadow of doubt, mothers and fathers at home today and their children aren't in the house of God. Don't you know grandparents, mothers and fathers and grandparents, don't you know they see and understand why are they not in the house of God? your fingerprint is going to be on them. It's going to be good, or it's going to be bad example. Hebrews 11 and 24 on through 26, I've done read this, about turning his back on this world. One of these days, it's coming just as sure. Just as sure as a lightning day is coming. And they're going in a more dangerous place than a crocodile-infested river. They're going out in this society that's totally 100% against Jesus Christ. And we're fastly approaching the time when people say, no God, no God. The only difference that you will make is the fingerprints on your children. For faith come by the word of God and hearing the word of God. You better make sure. Now, if you hear this hour and you've never accepted Jesus Christ, young person, old, mother, father, whatever it might be, if you want to do anything for your family, the greatest thing that you can do for your family, except Jesus Christ, is your Lord and Savior. And the day would be the day. You want to give something to your mother, you come today and accept Jesus Christ and give your mother a Christian child. That's the greatest gift. You can buy all the presents you want to, won't near about come up to the gift of God through Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Do you want to do that today? Well, there's a lot of people looking at me. I wouldn't do that, but listen, it don't matter who looks at you. God's looking at you. That's the most important thing. And God sees your heart. We're going to ask you this day to stand. We're going to sing a song, if an invitation song. It's a song for you to come accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's a time for your gift to be shown to your family. And I tell you, if there's anybody in your family that you need to get to the house of God, you better start. You better start, because you don't have much longer. You see, she didn't have long. It was over with. Those years, whenever they're young, because whenever they leave, you cannot do nothing with them. They're on their own. What type of fingerprints are you leaving on your boys and girls and your grandkids? What example are you setting, grandfather? By not making sure that they hear if it's your responsibility, and grandmothers. And just mothers if they're a single parent. Or just fathers if they're a single parent. There's still a responsibility that lies on every one of our shoulders. People don't think too much of church today. Well, they will one day. Say, I don't need church. You know what you do when you say that? When you don't need to come to church, you're calling God a liar. That's what it means. I don't have to come to church. No, but you got to die. And after this, it says the judgment. After this, the judgment. Because you will face that one day. We'll face that judgment. A lot of people don't believe in church. They say they believe in Jesus Christ. You can't separate the two. I've done my part this morning. I've done my praying about this service.